You've been in post now for several years, I think, haven't you, Mark? Do you have a kind of game plan of what you, where you want to be in 4 or 5 years' time, where you want the Institute to be, and what further services you think we will, you will be offering by then? What do you see as the sort of main trends in terms of what you think you will be doing in that time?
So much of what we do is contingent on the wider changes that are going on in higher education, particularly around public funding.
Yeah.
And we are peculiarly placed because we are not the servant of a particular university, but of our profession generally. We both are vulnerable to some of the vicissitudes in public funding, but we're also able to take advantage of being a small organisation by appealing to a large and loyal donor base and large foundations. So going forward, we have ambitious plans to increase our fellowship programme, which means that more overseas scholars can come and study at a formative stage of their career, PhD or post-PhD, at the Institute. We feel that the current trimming of research training and postgraduate funding across the UK is probably going to be to our advantage, because we will increasingly become the sole provider of a lot of very advanced training courses for historians. And that's why one of the things we're doing with the refurbishment is making sure we have up-to-date training environment, so that we can do all the kind of audio, visual, desktop-based teaching that people require if they're going to understand some of these new techniques. So that's an important part of going forward. And I think the other big thing is that history, whatever happens in the wider financial and technological environment, remains a subject that thrives on communication. We're not lab-based. Mm. Our ideas, our findings, our provocations only work if we can communicate them to other historians. There are a lot of historians who don't speak much about their work and let their written work do the talking for them. But most historians need to talk about what they do. And that's why we're so proud of the events programme that we run. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want to give it as much support and enhanced facilities as we can going forward, both as a to deliver it physically in well-equipped new seminar rooms and a conference suite in the refurbished IHR, but also maximise virtual delivery on the grounds that ours is a subject that requires, you know, constant communication, and we're really a platform to do that.
Mm. You've spoken a bit then in the sense of what